Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us now and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. All of us junior high campers stand before the sheer 30-foot drop. We've signed up for this. Rappelling, also known as walking backwards off a cliff. A green nylon rope snakes its way over the edge, and one of our Camp Bethel counselors, Zippo, is busy explaining how to rappel and how not to rappel. He's in full harness, going over the basics. All right, now hold the rope around your waist this way. Feed it out slowly as you back your way towards the edge. And now, I can't emphasize this enough. Most importantly, trust your rope. Lean back. Because you're going to have the instinct that as you come to the edge and you head over that cliff, the first thing you're going to want to do as the anxiety overwhelms you is to lean forward. Lean forward and grab for that rock. And if you do that, you will take the pressure off of the rope and the rope's going to become useless and you're going to be hanging there by yourself, holding on for dear life, with no help from the rope. So trust your rope. Lean back. Doesn't feel right, but it's actually safer. So, one by one, we guide the rope through our harnesses with their figure eight metal rings. We back our way towards the edge. It's my turn now. I look down. From up top, that 30 feet that didn't look so bad from down below looks significant. It literally drops away. The danger is real. If I fall, I could break my leg, or worse. And so as I back over the edge of the cliff, my instincts kick in and begin to scream in my head. Grab the rock! Lean forward! Grab the rock! Some of my fellow campers have tried this as they went over the edge. They have clung to tiny handholds on the sandstone until their biceps began to burn, their legs trembled and spasmed against the grainy rock. Sweat dripped from the tips of their noses. Their eyes fluttered with adrenaline. Thankfully, there was that extra safety rope. Lean back, Nevada, calls Zippo. I do. And suddenly, I'm walking backwards down the face of the cliff. In many ways, our lives resemble the experience of rappelling down a rock wall. But this cliff is no mere 30 feet. And there is no extra safety rope that the counselors have hooked on just in case you do lean forward. It's life and death. The sheer side slopes several stories into the pinprick of trees below. The danger is real. One slip and it's over. We back towards the edge and we imagine all of the things that can go wrong in our life. I could lose my job at the dealership. My wife could leave me. My child could die. My friends could laugh at me. We can see it. One slip in our lives and it's all over. A fall straight to the bottom. And the anxiety overwhelms us. And so we lean forward. We cling to the small handholds on the cliff face. We worry about our lives and our futures. We cling to the money in our bank account. This will keep me safe if everything goes sideways. We cling to our reputation, our clothes, our social image. This will keep me loved. We cling to the job we have. This will keep me respected. We cling to our health. If I do just this perfect diet, everything will be okay. But now our biceps begin to burn. Our legs tremble and spasm against the grainy rock. Sweat drips from the tip of our nose. We look around. To the left and right, others also cling to the cliff face. Their eyes flutter with adrenaline. They yelp and chatter strange encouragement. That's right, that's right. Hang on to your money, hang on to your toys, hang on to your health. You can do it. Just hang on. This is the safe way. Hang on. But then we hear someone shout from the top of the cliff. Lean back. Trust your rope. Therefore, I tell you, says Jesus, do not be anxious about your life. What you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor about your body what you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, says Jesus. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to the span of his life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I tell you, even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. And as we cling to that cliff face, and the words of Jesus roll over us, we glance down. Our Heavenly Father has dressed us up in full harness. He's looped his firm Holy Spirit rope through that figure eight ring. Our Heavenly Father has provided for our safety all the way down the cliff face. The rope is solid. Trust your Father, says Jesus. Lean back. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel natural. And I know in your panic you want to cling to the cliff. You want to latch on to those tiny handholds that the people around you claim will keep you safe, will keep you from falling. But the safest thing for you to do is to lean back. Trust your Father's Holy Spirit rope. God will hold you all the way down the cliff. In life and in death. Sisters and brothers, our Heavenly Father provides for us. We don't have to cling to our stuff, our money, our food, our clothes, our reputations, or even our own lives. In fact, if we cling to those things, good though they are, if we cling to them, our muscles will begin to burn, our legs will begin to tremble and spasm, and before we know it, we will fall. This morning, Jesus calls to us from the top of the cliff. Lean back into the rope. Trust your Father. Our Heavenly Father provides for us. He has harnessed us. He has looped his Holy Spirit rope through the figure eight metal ring. And now it's time to trust the rope. It's hard to trust the rope. Our anxiety is screaming. Lean forward, grab the rocks, cling. This is the only safe way. I need to impress everyone. I need to be in control of my life. I need... And we all feel it. And this, of course, is why we pray the collect together this morning. Keep, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy church with thy perpetual mercy, and because the frailty of man without thee cannot but fall, keep us ever by thy help from all things hurtful, and lead us to all things profitable to our salvation. Our Father holds you by His Spirit this morning. So lean back and trust the rope. Trust Him in whatever your life circumstances. He will be with you. And before you know it, you will be walking backwards down that cliff face in His arms. And that is good news. That is gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.